lettünk, jól működjék. És kérjük-e számon rajta?
Uh-huh. És azért politikáról beszélünk, és nem monotikáról, bocsánat a buta szójátékért, mert azt várjuk tőlük, hogy mindezeket összehangolják egymással. Tudjuk, hogy nem könnyű feladat, de hát teljesen rendben van így. Örülök ennek, amikor azt mondod, hogy tartsunk kis távolságot, abban én beleértem azt is, hogy gondoljunk arra, hogy aki mond valamit, neki vajon fűződik-e személyes érdeke ahhoz, hogy én azt higgyem, amit ő mond.
Pontosan.
És rögtön van egy kis távolság.
Pontosan erre gondolok.
Kedves Eszter, nagyon örülök ennek a beszélgetésünknek. Valójában azt hozta, ami a legoptimistább várakozásom volt ezzel a beszélgetéssel kapcsolatban. Ismét köszönöm, hogy elfogadtad ezt a meghívást, és bízom abban, hogy nem ez az utolsó beszélgetésünk. Köszönöm szépen!
Én is nagyon köszönöm!
Ez volt a Szia tanár úr sorozat Beszéljünk róla együtt vonulatának a mai Milyen világban élünk alcímű adása Babarczi Eszterrel, aki szerkesztő, kritikus, publicista, esszéista, műfordító, eszme- és művészettörténész, egyetemi oktató és kutató. Ez egy hosszabb beszélgetés második része volt. A teljes beszélgetés megnézhető a Szia tanár úr YouTube csatorna Beszéljünk róla együtt lejátszási listáján, amit az ember ad, azt visszakapja címen. Rengeteg kényes téma, rengeteg felelős megjegyzés, persze egyiknek sem értünk a végére. Ezeken kívül időről időre soha rádió műsorban nem kerülő különlegességeket is találhat, aki feliratkozik a Szia tanár úr YouTube csatornára, és megkeresi a Beszéljünk róla együtt lejátszási listát. Beszéljünk róla együtt. Kényes témák sokféle beszélgetőtársal, a civil rádió közéleti műhelye közreműködésével. Hallgassák, nézzék a Szia tanár úr Beszéljünk róla együtt sorozatát Gerő Péter szerkesztő műsorvezetővel.
Biscuit was buried when Miss Whiskey. The siege of Limerick, Patrick Sarsfield won the day. But the Irish, they were cheated when his army went away. Queen Anne and her successors forced on us those penal laws, denying the rights and liberty of religion, land and property. Then came the three bad Georges and they had us nearly fooled. They couldn't speak the lingo of the countries that they ruled. Puppets of ascendancy, they kept the Irish down. And the rebels and the white boys had their army on the run.
And you'll never beat the Irish, no matter what you do. You could put us down and keep us out, but we'll come back again.
Queen Victoria came to rule us by and by. She was on the throne so bloody long we thought she'd never die. She presided over hunger, famine, poverty and disease. She drove the people from their home to their death or to the land beyond the sea.
She did stealing till the end of day. Nothing I could find about the end of day.
All across the 19th century fought oppression with great zeal. O'Connell spoke his blarney for emancipation and repeal. Young Ireland and the Fenians tried the dynamite and the gun. Parnell, the men of 16 died, then Michael Collins had them on the run.
And you never beat the Irish, no matter what you do. You could put us down.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the laugh, and oh how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best lawyer rights. We had 2 million barrels of snow. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million piles of old nanny ghost tiles and a hold of the Irish Rover.
There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He was tootle with skill for each sparkling quadrille till the dancers were fluted and bet.
With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance, when he took up his stance, that he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Of the lead, there was Hogan from Chelsea to Hull. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scarce of a work, and a man from Westmeath come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Bank, was the skipper on the Irish Rover.
For the sailor, it's always a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day that he longs for the shore and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, swilling, putchin and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, that out salt from the Irish Rover. We have sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And that whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock! The boat, it was turned right over. Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And the last of the Irish Rover.
And tell me, show them, fellow, tell me why you hurry so. Hush, a vocal, hush, a listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. Have your order from the captain, get your ready, quick and soon. For the pies must be together by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. All the pies must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, then tell me, show them, fellow, where the gathering is to be. The old spot by the river, I fed no to you and me. One more goal for sign, a token, a whistle, them a marching tune. For the pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. Put your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. Up the many a man will galvanize for watching through the night. Many a man is just for throbbing for the blessed morning light. Farmers pass the land, the valleys lie, the benches lonely crew, and the thousand blazes are flashing by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, and the thousand blazes are flashing by the rising of the moon. There beside the singing river, dark a mess of men were seen, out above the shining weapons on their own beloved green. Every foe and traitor for the spy, the marching tune, and the rabbit voice for freedom, this the rising of the moon. This the rising of the moon, this the rising of the moon, and the rabbit voice for freedom, this the rising of the moon. said if Gambin, Poodle Isle and Galful Field was their fate, but the glorious pride and sorrow till the name of 98. Yet thank God they steal the speedy hearts and guzzle for the youth who would follow in their footsteps at the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, who would follow in their footsteps at the rising of the moon.
Fucking blood, the one we